I used to work on 52nd Street, and when I was working there, I was working with Ben Webster. Down the corner, we were at the Three Deuces, and down the other end of the street, down toward Fifth Avenue, there was a place called Jimmy Ryan's. And in Jimmy Ryan's, Sidney Bechet and a bunch of New Orleans guys, and I think Jimmy McPartlin and Wild Bill Davison and several Chicago musicians who played the Chicago style were there. And it was interchangeable. I mean, these guys would play with one another, and every now and then someone like Charlie Parker or one of the other younger players would go and sit in and play what he played in the context of their repertoire. It was too many people don't seem to remember that or haven't written about it. The exchange between or the way people would jam together back in as late as the early 50s transcended style. And so in many cases, musicians who liked one another personally would invite someone who played a totally different style to come up and play. I played on a festival one time with in Pittsburgh where Duke Ellington played with Earl Hines, played a piano duet. I don't know any other time when they did that. But musicians did that quite a lot in early days. So I don't think it's frozen per se. I think that there are certain elements in each style which are repeated, and those elements recur over and over and over.